Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Tvevasmi Tvevasmi Najivami Toyavina Itivigaya Devi Tam Nayamam Sharnatikam. We don't have any adhikar to speak on Radha Tattva or Srimati Radharani. We'll hear from the Acharyas. This is a class in hearing the glories of Radharani Shravanam. Radha Shravanam, Radha Kirtanam, Radha Smaranam. So we'll hear about the identity of Radharani and the qualities of Radharani. I'm reading random books, nothing special, nothing extraordinary, because I don't have this level of bhav or purity to say anything special or extraordinary about Srimati Radharani. When Sanatana Goswami was writing his commentary on Rasalila, he begins his commentary by begging forgiveness. He begs forgiveness for all the readers of his commentary, Vaishnava Toshan. He said that, please forgive me for my audacity, because I'm about to, when he was speaking about the Rasalila chapters specifically, he said, I'm about to comment on Krishna and his harem. His personal harem means his personal coterie of sakis, his intimate lovers. And of course, I have no qualification to do so, but at the same time I'm inspired to glorify the great devotion of Krishna's sakis displayed in the Rasalila. So please forgive me for my audacity. This is Sanatana Goswami, who is none other than Labhanga Manjari, one of Radharani's Lalita Sakhi and Radharani's Ashta Sakhis. So in chapter 33 of Jaiva Dharma by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's expertise is to summarize the teachings of the six Goswamis and all the different Shastras in quite approachable Bengali language, the language of his people of Orissa and Bengal and Manipur. Now they've come into English, and he's explaining something about chapter 33 about Radha Sarup, Madhurya Ras, Radha Sarup, the form of Radha, and her different types of sakis. So this discussion here is with one guru, and he's speaking to two disciples, Vijay Kumar and Vajranath. And this is towards the end of the book. It's chapter 33 of Jaiva Dharma, and there's about 40 chapters or so. This is 33 out of 40 chapters. So this is the last fourth of the book. 75% of the book is already finished. And the book itself is a story. It's tattva, but it's tattva woven in a story of the spiritual progress of two devotees, let's say two conditioned souls, Vijay Kumar and Vajranath. And they started off at the feet of their guru chanting the holy name, especially Nam Bhajan, joined with hearing so much tattva, Nam Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Shakti Tattva, Bhagavat Tattva, learning the truth of the soul and this world. And gradually they got into deeper and deeper subjects, Rasa Tattva, Prema Tattva. And as they progressed in their chanting of the holy name especially, they started to rapidly progress, because they were chanting without offense, because they were learned in the Tattva of Nam, and they were guided by a realized guru, and they were sincere in their practices and austere in their behavior. So very soon they crossed over Anartha Nivritti and came to Nishta, then to Rushi, and to Asakti. And at this stage in chapter 33, they're experiencing symptoms of bhav. So at this level of spiritual advancement, they've inquired from their guru, and there's some dialogue, and he's revealing his mind to his guru. And he said, O Gurudev, Vrishabhanunandini Radha is our be-all and end-all and our very life's breath. I cannot express it. I do not know why my heart melts when I just hear the name of Radhika, Sri Radhika. This is not to be imitated by some false sentimental expressions. Oh, Radhe, Radhe. I chant Radhe, Radhe, and my heart melts. There are many charlatans in the world, but these two devotees, mind you, keep in mind this dialogue between them and their guru, they're at the level of bhava. So at the level of bhava, one will have such feelings that he can't express it, that Vrishabhanunandini is his be-all and end-all, his everything, his life and soul. And that when he chants Radhe, Radhe, then his heart melts in pools of joy. So he's revealing his mind, Guyam Akyati Prichati, Guyam Akyati Prichati, his Upadeshamrita, that the Shishya reveals his mind in confidence to his guru about his realizations or about his contaminations or whatever his various difficulties are or his realizations at different junctures of his sojourn on the path of bhakti. And guru tries to guide him and help him remove his doubts and describe different aspects of bhajan to bring the disciple to perfection as much as he can, or he refers the astute and advanced devotee to a proper shiksha guru to guide him in the deeper practices of bhakti bhajan. And he's telling us, or he's revealing his mind to his guru. He says, "Oh Gurudev, although I know that Sri Krishna is our only refuge, Sri Krishnam Sharanam Mama, as the Vallabhas repeatedly chant, Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. So for them, Sri Krishna, of course, is Govardhan Nath, Nathji, and their only shelter, Mama Sharanam, is Krishna. But when we hear this, we think Radha and Krishna. Sri means Radha. But they don't have that line of thought. But it's a fact. So the disciple is saying that, I know that our only Sharanam is Prabhu Sri Krishna, Sharanagati Prabhu. But I have to tell you something, Gurudev. Still, I only like to taste the playful pastimes that Krishna performs with Sri Radhika. My mind does not want to hear any type of Krishna katha that does not mention Srimati Radhika's name or discuss her pastimes. Basically, he's in Manjari Bhav, which he's revealed earlier to his guru, and his inclination to worship Radharani and allegiance to Lalita Sakhi. So his guru advised him in a general way in that direction. Then his god brother was inclined towards the Sakyarati of Subal and Sridham, and he was pointed in that direction by his Gurudev. One guru with two disciples and two different stayaratis, Madhurati and Sakirati. Because if you have $1,000, you can pay off all your $500, $200, $100 programs. Because it's all, whatever perfection we want to attain in bhakti, it depends on the contact of Srup Shakti, which will express itself in different ratis. So if the guru is the conveyor of Srup Shakti, the medium, then whatever the stayarati in the heart of the disciple, that those life-giving rains and energizing sun rays of the Sarup Shakti or Bhava Bhakti that's channeled through the realized guru will nourish the seed of rati in the heart of the shishya to fructify accordingly, be it Sakirati or Madhurati or Vatsalyarati. Generally in Gaudiya Sampradaya it's Madhurati, but Sakirati is also there, although not so prevalent, but it's also there, existing. So he's revealing now that Gurudev, all glories to Sri Krishna, he's our shelter. But I want to hear about Radharani. And if Krishna is there with Radharani, then I'll listen to Krishna's pastimes. If Radharani is not with Krishna, then it's still listen to Radharani's pastimes. Now this is her mood. He said, what can I say, Gurudev? I'm not at all pleased to introduce myself as Vijay Kumara Bhattacharya. This was his birth name. Someone says, who are you? What is your name? Oh, my name is Mr. Gupta, Sunil Gupta or whatever. So he's Bhattacharya. He's a Brahmin by birth, very high birth, and made tremendous spiritual advancement under the tutelage and guidance of his realized guru. He said, I'm overjoyed to call myself Radhika's Paliyadasi. So he'd rather identify even not only internally, but even externally as in his Siddhadeha, his Mandri Sroop. Ami Radhadasi. There's a bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Ami Radhadasi. I am Ami, means Bengali. I am Radhadasi. Who are you? I'm Radhadasi. So this is a fact that in the ultimate pure identity, we're all dasis. And that mood of servitude, even if we're sakas, we're in dasi bhav. Another surprising thing, Gurudev, is that I have no desire to speak Braja Leela Katha with anyone who is Krishna Bahirmukh. Anyone who is reluctant to serve Krishna means he only wants to preach to the devotees. So he's saying at a very high level, he's saying, I don't want to speak to anybody who's not a devotee, basically. Anadi Bahirmukh. Anadi, from beginningless time, most conditioned souls, Bahirmukh, their faces turned away from Krishna towards Maya, Mayamukh, Mayamukh, looking at Maya. Hello, hi. Maya looking at Maya. Mr. Maya looking at Ms. Maya. And then Ms. Maya mesmerizes. Ms. Maya mesmerizes Mr. Maya. Then they're both in Maya. That's the Bahirmukh Jeev. But then we turn the other way and say, oh, we turn Krishnamukh, Antarmukh, Bahirmukh and Antarmukh. Antarmukh means look within, introspection. God is within. Everywhere center, nowhere circumference. We look within, and we find God within ourselves, and ourselves within God. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat avyaktamurtina matstani sarva bhutani prakriti stani karshati. Same ending. There's a lot of other verses. I am within everything, and everything is within me. And then when we turn that direction, look within ourselves, and we see a very, very beautiful person. Extremely so, with a beautiful smile on his face. And he's also saying hello. And whatever our language is, if we're Hindi, he speaks Hindi. If we're French, he speaks French. If we're German, he speaks German. If we're English speaking, the super soul speaks the language of the conditioned soul. We turn within, look within our hearts, and we find, oh, my friend. My best friend, my long-lost friend. You've been with me all this time. Waiting, patiently, guiding, helping, protecting, teaching. And I never realized that was you all along. So then we look and he says, hello. And we say hello. And then we say hello to Krishna and goodbye to Maya. And there's no more Maya Mukh. It's only Krishna Mukh. He goes on to say, it's a very beautiful revelation, he's Guyam Akyati Prichiti, of this disciple opening his heart, his purified heart, as this is his bhava, bhava, bhavana, bhav, bhavana, or conception idea of his bhav. I want to get up and run away from any assembly where those who are gathered there are not rasik and are not describing Radha and Krishna. Well, that's pretty much any assembly. There are not too many rasiks describing Radha and Krishna, or even attempting, let's say, neophyte or would-be rasiks trying to describe. There's not even any, very few assemblies where anyone's even of any level is trying to describe Radha and Krishna's mahima, nam rup gun lila, what to speak of the Rotary Club or kiddie parties. It's a gambling thing. Something like that. People put money together and pick it and everybody wins. Some kind of gambling. Tantalizing people with some gain. Another cheating proposition of Maya. That's her business. We're cheaters and she's engaging us. Oh, you want to cheat and be cheated? I got a place for you. I got a whole world for you. I got schools for you. You can cheat in the school. I have businesses. You can cheat in a business. I have houses. You can cheat in the houses. And I have friends and relatives. You can cheat on them. I have wives and husbands. You can cheat on them. Welcome to the land of cheaters. Enlist another cheater in the society of cheaters. And how does the Gurudev respond? Ah, you're so fortunate. As long as one does not have complete conviction in being a Brajaramani, he is not qualified to enter descriptions of Radha Krishna's Lila Vilas. What to speak of those jivas in Purushabhav identifying with their external male forms? Even a devi has no eligibility for Radha Krishna Katha. Even a celestial goddess, demigoddess, a devi. She is a very beautiful feminine form with all charm and tenderness and sweetness and beauty. Even she is not eligible because she doesn't have gopi bhav. Braj gopi bhav. So this bhav that opens the door to Leela is bhav that opens the door to Radha Krishna Seva. So the Guru is very pleased by the progress of the disciple. That very good, very, very good. He's saying, you are so fortunate, as if the fortune came from someone besides the Guru. The Guru created and gave the fortune, but he said, oh, you're very fortunate. You become, somehow you became fortunate. Brajaramani. Ami Radha Dasi. So what is indicated here in the Guru's statement is a profound ocean of meaning, and we'll try to cover one drop. He's saying that, of course there's a translation, we're not clear what the Bengali says originally, but he said that lest one identify, has complete conviction, nishta bhav, dridha nishchoy, complete conviction that this is me. I am this Siddhadeha. I am not Mr. Tandel. I am not Mr. Hingorani. I am not Mrs. This or That. Ami Radha Dasi. A very nice bhajan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Ami Radha Dasi. Maybe we can sing that at the end of class. And Damodari can sing. It's a very nice bhajan. So it's all about the ego, the identity. Who am I? Where do I place my identity? Am I identifying with this world and my relations in this world and the relation of my body with others in this world? Then that's material ego. But when we identify with that world, the spiritual world, and my relations there, and my body there, that's spiritual ego. I am in another world. I'm going to the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. My place is in the Kunjas. My birthplace is Barsana. And I may be married, and I'll go to Yavat. And if I'm not married, I'll live in Yavat with my cousin. Because not all mantris are married. Most, but not all. So I'll go to Yavat. Most Sakhi mantris are born in Barsana area. Chik, Soli, Anjan Gaon, and all these gowns we went to. You went then? Asta Sakhi. We'll have to go sometime. In winter time, it's time for Yatra. And then I grow up and I get married. And Radharani gets married. She goes to Yavat and I go to Yavat. Because wherever Radharani goes, I go. There's some children's song like that. Mary had a little lamb. Wherever she went, the lamb went, or something like that. Something like that. So wherever Radharani goes, the mantris are there. Because mantris are the shadows of Radharani. Does your shadow move somewhere where you're not? Your shadow is the extension of your consciousness in a subtle realm. You are your shadow. Consciousness is there creating that shadow. It's not just some absence of light. Your conscious awareness is within that shadow. That's why no one steps on the shadow. So we may go there and married, or we may live there at some cousin's house. Joint India has so many big families. So we'll go and stay with our cousin. And I said, who's that lives on the room on the roof? Oh, that's my niece. She never got married. She's just a manjari. She serves Radharani. I never see her. She's out all day. She's either in Radharani's palace or she's in Nandagram or I don't know where she is. She comes. She leaves early in the morning, comes back late at night. I don't know when she comes back. So that sounds like some modern teenagers in Bombay or something. And the mother says, where's my son? I don't know. He goes out early in the morning, comes back late at night. So the mantris are teenagers. 13. Sweet 13. Never been kissed. Krishna tries. Sometimes he does. Kisses and embraces mantris. No, no, no. Ami Radha Dasi. Radha, Radha. Bachao, bachao. Save me from this bhujanga, whatever it is. The snake-like arms with the shamsundar. And Radharani laughs. Don't be afraid. Because reading about the rest, Radha Krishna's Lila Vilas, one has to have the right ego. So the guru is saying, yes. As long as one does not have complete conviction of being a Brajaramani, he has no adhikar to describe, read, or hear about Radha Krishna's Brajavilas, Lila Vilas. Because he's approaching it as an enjoyer. He approaches materialistic women are enjoyers of their bodies and senses. So they're in Purushabhav. Materialistic men are enjoyers of the body and senses. They're in Purushabhav. It's a bhav. I'm not talking about Prakriti and Purusha. It's a bhav. I'm the enjoyer of bhav. It's equally dispersed in the feminine form of Maya and the material form of Maya. So we enter the Leela, then we'll enjoy the love sports or the intimacies of exchange, and then we have no access. We're aparadis. So he's saying, yes, you approach there dasi, 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 anodasi. A servant of the servant of the servant of the maid servants of the maid servants of the maid servants of the Sakhi servants of the servants of the Sakhis of Alita Sakhi is serving Radha. As Prabhupada beautifully says in one place, in one lecture in a folio, Das, Das, Ano Das, 1,000 times removed. He says in one place, you can look up, 1,000 times removed. That's my position. My Guru Sakhi's name is there. And I'm a servant of that Dasi, and then that Dasi's a servant of Nayana Mani Dasi, who's a servant of Kamala Mani Dasi, who's a servant of Guna Mantri Dasi, who's a servant of, goes on and on, and goes on like this to Rupa Mantri, and the servant of Lita like this. Dasi, Dasi, and Dasi. So with that Dasi Bhav, that's what he says. He says, I'm not Mr. Bhattacharya, Mr. Gupta, Mr. this, that, the other thing, Mr. Kaushik, or all these different names, Dulani and Vidani, Dulani, Yani Kani, Dulani, Vidani, and all these Kanis and Vidanis and Yani Kanis and I am, what am I? I am Palyadasi. I am overjoyed. I'm very happy to call myself a Palyadasi of Radharani. Someone says, you don't look like a Palyadasi. 180 kilos, 6 foot six. Yes, I am a Palyadasi. Has this internal identity. Antas chintita deha. The mentally conceived eternal identity of the jiva. This is me. I am this. Not Maya. Maya means you are not that which is not. So when that ego is there, then one can approach with that mood of seva. Now the guru is going to explain about Radharani. Because the disciple, he says that I've read that Chandravali has millions of jutas, or groups of gopis. But please, Gurudev, tell me about Srimati Radhika's glories, so that my contaminated ears may be purified and filled with rus. Thus I have taken your shelter. Ha, Vijay. Guruji is answering. So we're going to hear this katha from his Gurudev, depicted in Jaiva Dharma, and this will hopefully will our ears, our contaminated ears, will become purified, and some few little mini drops of rasa will fall into our hearts by the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and this guru and these great devotees assembled in the in this book. You're bringing up the idea of Chandravali, but of the two, Radha and Chandravali, Sri Radhaji is Mahabhav Sarup, the complete embodiment of the highest love. And because of this, Radhika excels Chandravali in all qualities and in all matters. Listen. Listen to these citations from the Shastras, and you'll understand the preeminence of Radha. In the Tapani Shruti, even the Shrutis, the original Shrutis, are describing Radha's excellence. She is described, she's been called Gandharva. Gandharvika Radha Ki Jai. In the Rig Parishishta, which is a supplement to the Rig Veda, which is one of the Shrutis, there is a description of the immense brilliance of Madhava when he is with Radha. As that shloka is there. In the Padma Purana, Naradaji is also describing, he says, just as Srimati Radhika is most beloved of Krishna, similarly, her kund is equally dear to him. Of all the gopis, Sri Radharani is the most dear to Krishna. All the different shaktis and powers and potencies of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the supermost Mahashakti is called Ladini. Radhika is Mahabhav Sarup, the embodiment of the condensed essence of that Ladini Shakti. Now the disciple says, Guruji, please describe Radharani's Sarup. It's her Sarup is made of Bhav, Mahabhav. Our Sarup is made of bones and chemicals and protein and fat and all these things. Her and Bhav is less, fat is more. Mostly it's fat and bones. And Bhav is hard to find, if there's any to be found. But her body is completely divya, transcendental, Satchitananda. And it's okay, it's Satchitananda, So the Mayavadis also have Satchitananda body. They are particles of Satchitananda, but they're not Mahabhav. That's the difference, big difference. Our whole entire form is Mahabhav. Guruji answers, in every respect, Srimati Radha is the most beautiful of all Krishna's beloved consorts. Shushtu Kanta Sarup. Radha is adorned with 16 types of Shringar, decorations, and 12 types of ornaments, Abharan. Guruji, you spoke Sushtu Kanta Sarup. What does that mean? Kanta means lover. Sri Radha's Sarup is so beautiful that there is no necessity of decorative embellishments. In other words, just the natural spiritual beauty of Radharani's transcendental form does not require any makeup, as it's often called, fake up. It's called makeup because you have to make up for what you don't have. Your eyes are dull. You have anemia, so your lips have no red color because you have anemic blood. So you're not healthy, so you put red lipstick on your pale lips and your dull dog eyes. And your dull dog eyes, you pull your eyelash, stretch your eyelashes with eyelash stretchers, little rubber things you pull like that. Then you put kajal and then put some color on the top, eye color, and try your best to make up and fake up for what you don't have. Then your ugly ears that look like some kind of pretzels that were rotten pretzels. Then you hang some fancy, you get the fanciest, costliest earrings you can to hang off your pretzel ears. And then so many other adornments. And then everyone says, wow, you look so good. But if you saw her when she got out of bed in the mornings, you would throw up. So it's a big show. It's a big fake out. Makeup, fake out. But Radharani, she's the perfection of beauty. Natural beauty. She doesn't need anything. She's doing a favor to the ornaments. Rubies have become famous because they're put on Radharani's body. Before Radharani wore diamonds and rubies and gold and pearls, no one even cared about them. But once they adorned her body, and then people started to take notice. Oh, this crappy little red stone looks so beautiful. And this crappy little piece of glass looks so beautiful. What's it called? Oh, it's called diamond. Not sure. Never noticed before until it was on Radharani's body. So Radharani is lent her beauty to all these gems, to all the gold and pearls. And if they hadn't been offered to her from time immemorial, then no one had ever had any interest in these. They're just some crappy red stone. Ruby system. Well, there's nothing. Emerald, ruby, sapphire, just some piece. It's just a rock. But you have to pay 10 lakhs for that rock. If you want a little rock on your finger, you got to pay 10 lakhs. You can just go out in the field and pick up a rock and stick some blue tack on it and put it on your finger and go to the party. Look at my rings. Wow, check it out. That's a nice rock. You know what it is? It's called Radhakund rock. Acha. It's a nice setting. What's that setting? It's a blue tack setting. Her unparalleled loveliness is expanded by her hair, which is a mass of elegant curls. Her lotus face, her large, restless eyes, and her beautiful breasts. The extraordinary beauty of Radha's Sarup is increased millions of times by her slender waist, and her two exquisite shoulders are slightly rounded and lowered. And she has beautiful flower bud hands, which are embellished by the jewel of her fingernails. That's her jewels. Her fingernails are natural rubies. Some movie star in Bollywood has one ruby in her whole collection. Radharani has 20. 20 rubies. And 10 on her fingers, 10 on her toes. And you can see those rubies from the other side of the universe. That's how much Radharani's fingernails glow. And toenails. And the lady might have a ruby ring on her finger, but it doesn't give siddhi or riddhi. You don't get mystic perfections by looking at it. You don't get fabulous, unlimited money and wealth by looking at somebody's ruby ring. Rather, you get rather envious. Get envious and say, I wish I had one. So the Radharani's beauty cannot be matched. There's no comparison to Radha's beauty in all the three worlds. Then a disciple said, what are these 16 Shringars? You mentioned that she has 16 types of decorations, Shringara. Then he says, the 16 Shringaras are Radha's bath, the radiance of the jewel decorating the tip of her nose, her nose pearl. Her blue sari, the belt around her waist, her bani or braid, Radha's earrings, the sandalwood paste smeared on her limbs, the arrangement of flowers in her hair. Her garland, the lila kamal, the play lotus she twirls in her hand as she twirls the mind of Krishna with that lotus. The tambul she's chewing in her mouth, the dot of kasturi on her chin, the kajal around her eyes, and the pictures drawn in mrigamada, musk, that's interesting, and Sanskrit and Bengali poetry. They use so many wonderful words to describe some substance. So when they're describing sandalwood or chandan, they don't say chandan, they say malayaja. Malayaja, that which is janma, born from the Malayan hills. So when they describe kasturi, what we call musk or kasturi, they could say kasturi bindu. And Radharani's chin, she has a kasturi bindu. Because kasturi is also maybe Sanskrit or Indian word, I don't know. But the Sanskrit word is mrigamada. So it's, why mrigamada? Because there's a lot. First of all, mriga means deer, and mada means mad. And there's a type of forest, wild forest deer. It's called a musk. In English, it's called a musk ox. For some reason, they call it musk ox in the dictionary. It's not really an ox as it, like we know, a cow or ox or bull or whatever. But some type of deer. And his navel, I think it's the male, it's part of his scenting his territory. He scents his territory with his musk, and it's also maybe stimulates the females, I don't know. But scent drips from his navel somewhere. And to get this musk, they have to kill these animals and cut out their belly button. Then there's some glands there, there's some sacs there, and they squeeze it out. They get the kasturi. So obviously real musk or kasturi would cost about 5 lakhs for one drop or something. So there's no such thing as real kasturi in the market. Maybe at one time in ancient times, there was lots of deer, maybe naturally dying. And the palindas and adivasis would wander around, find these dead deer, or maybe shoot them, and then eat them and use all the parts of the body, then go to the kings and sell the belly button to the kings and queens for a good, some good paisa, and get some money and buy some saris for their wives. This is how the trading system went on in those days. Because the jungle people, they supply the chandan to the kings and the kasturi to the kings and the very rare herbs and oshadis they supply to the vaidyas, because the vaidya is not about to run around the forest finding all these herbs, but he works with them, and because he's living in the palace as a private, the royal doctor, just like we have nowadays. We have so-and-so Vaidyachari, who's the president's personal Vaidya, or the prime minister's Vaidya. So obviously they're not running around the jungle picking weeds. But in the Vedic culture, everyone had their part to play. So this is called kasturi, but mrigamada is the name for kasturi used in poetry. So this guru is describing that Radharani's mustard is called mrigamada, because the deer, when certain seasons or whatever, that fragrance of his own belly button is so intoxicating, mada. And kasturi, we don't know, we never smelled in our life. I don't think anybody ever did this day and age. Real kasturi. But apparently, at least for the deer, it's extremely intoxicating. And he starts running all around the forest because he thinks it's some flower outside in the glen or in the meadow. So he's running here and there. Where's that smell? Where's that smell? He doesn't realize it's coming from himself. So he goes mad. So mrigamada, that's the background behind this term, mrigamada. So we're also mad ourselves, because we don't realize that the essence of life is within us. that all of our we're running outside looking for the kasturi, for that essential fragrance, that essential quality, that essential taste and experience of life. Is it sex life? Is it money? Is it profit? Is it travel? So we're running everywhere, but actually all of the answers and all the pleasures and tastes are right within ourselves. Aptakam, and Atmaram. There is no one that can fill our desires except ourselves. And there's no one that can make us blissful except ourselves. So Aptakam means there's no one that can make them fill my desires except myself. And Atmaram means there's no one that can make me Ramana or pleasurable except myself. So when myself is connected or surrendered to the Supreme Self, Jivara Surupaya Krishna Nityadas, then I experience Atmaramata. The Atmaramata, my tendency as a Nitya Jiva to be blissful. And my Aptakamata, Aptakamata, my tendency to be free from all desires. Because the Jiva only has no desire, he only has love. He's a particle of love. And love expresses itself as seva. There's no question of desire there. Sometimes they say the jiva has one desire, to serve Krishna or not. But it's not desire as we know it. Aptakam means he has no material desires to fill because he's living in a domain of love, his natural position. And love expresses itself. It's not desire is expressed for fulfillment. So to even have a spiritual desire means that you're serving Krishna to fulfill your spiritual desire. Atma doesn't have spiritual desire. He just has love, prema. And prema expresses itself in unlimited sevas, prema seva. So this is Mrigamata. So we're those mad deer running after our dear one. We're mad deer running after a dear one. Mrigamata. So if we can somehow day and night meditate on a kasturi bindu, on the chinavrata. The acharyas say that kasturi bindu on the chinavrata, it looks like a brahmar, like a black bee resting on a petal of a golden lotus flower. Or it looks like that kasturi bindu, that black drop of musk on Radharani's golden chin, it looks like a black bee resting on the windowsill of a golden mandir. So the golden mandir, of course, is the mandir of Radha's face, which is the prema mandir. There's some temple being built in Vrindavan near ISKCON. It's called prema mandir. But the prema mandir, the place of worship for Krishna, Krishna goes to the prema mandir and worships. Who is the prema mandir? It's Radharani's face. Radharani's face is the prema mandir. And who is the brahmar? Who is the black bee that sits on Radharani's chin? Shamsundara, Sri Krishna. Anandakanda Bhagavan ki. Kajal around her eyes, pictures drawn in Mrigamata. She has pictures drawn in Mrigamata on her rosy cheeks. Rosy cheeks. Her cheeks flushed with her anurag for Krishna. She has red lac on her feet and the tilak on her forehead. Srimati Radhika is always beautified by these types of decorations. O Guruji, those are the 16 Shringaras. What are the 12 Abharan? The 12 Abharan that decorate Radha's limbs are the exceptionally brilliant jeweled tiara upon her head, which means a very dainty small crown made of flowers or jewels. Radha's golden earrings, the golden belt upon her hips, the golden necklace, the wali and golden shalaka on her ears, the bracelets on her wrists, the ornament on her neck, the ringers on her fingers. Radharani has rings on 8 fingers. Her pinkies, I believe so, I may be mistaken, as I remember. Govinda Lilamrita explains. She has rings on pinky finger, ring finger, middle finger on both hands. Index finger, there's no ring. I don't think there's any ring on the thumb. Maybe there's a ring on the thumb, but there's none on the index finger. Because, I don't know why, but it's just described like that. Because in one, with one hand she's twirling a lotus flower, Lila Kamal, play lotus, with the index finger and thumb of her left hand. And the index finger and thumb of her right hand, she's offering tambul to Krishna. Maybe she doesn't want to distract Krishna's attention with any rings on those two fingers. Can't say. I haven't read any description of why it's like that, but it's described like that. Oh, Gurudev, show compassion to me by describing Radharani's qualities, her prominent qualities, because she has unlimited qualities. And we'll hear about the qualities of Radharani on Friday. For serving the lotus feet of the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, Vrishabhanu Nandini, I, Bhaktivinod, will become Radha's maidservant, and I will constantly strive to bring all happiness to Radhika. Rahiba Ami Prayasi. Ami Prayasi means Ami Radhadasi. Prayasi. 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 It's Prayasi. Prayasi. Ami Prayasi. I know that Radhika's happiness is, first that line is, Rad Sri Radhara Sukha Satata Sarane. This is my sarana. Radhara Sukha Satata Sarane. This is my sarana, day and night. This is my sarana, my yoga abhyas, my abhyas, daily practices, to make Radharani happy. That's the whole idea of bhakti yoga. To please the beloved, to make them happy. To make, specifically to make Radharani happy. Sri Radhara Sukhe Krishna Jaisukha Janiba Manite Ami. I know that Radhika's happiness is the sole pleasure of Krishna. So I will never desire to abandon Radha's feet to enjoy separately with Krishna. So automatically, you want to please Krishna, we want to make Krishna happy. So the best Krishna consciousness is to be fully Radha conscious. I know that Sri Radhika's happiness, so if we bring pleasure and happiness to Radharani as our satata sarane, then automatically Krishna will be happy. Krishna's sukha is Radha sukha. This is love. This is real love. That the happiness of the lover is in the happiness of the beloved. A separate agenda for happiness doesn't exist in true love. In real love, there's no me, it's all you. So Radharani has no me, it's all Krishna. Krishna age, Krishna piche, Krishna daya bhai, everywhere Krishna. I know Radhika's happiness is Krishna's sole pleasure, so I will never desire to abandon her feet. Sakigan mama parama surita yugala premara guru. The Sakis of Radha are my supreme well-wishers. My Sakigan. And they're my Parama Surit. They're my topmost friends. Surit. They're my best friends. This is actually the mood of a Saki Manjari. Everyone's looking for a friend in this world. But in that world we have true friends. And Sri Lala Sangita Mala, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes, he said, the Sakis will welcome me into their company and treat me as one of their friends. Sakhi. Sakhi means friend. It's a land of Sakis and Sakas. The spiritual world is a land of friends. It's a friendly land, home comfort, homeland. Prabhupada said going home, because when we travel and go on a vacation here or there, or go to the city or even go out for the day shopping all day, we're very anxious to go home. We're eager to go home, leave those smelly, stinky malls and shops and cities and vacation spots. Initially, we want to go, and after a few days, we're anxious to go home. Home, sweet home. So there's nothing sweeter than the home of Madhurya Dham Vrindavan. Madhurya Dham Vrindavan means the sweet home. Madhurya-dham, it is the sweetest home, sweeter than the sweet. Who lives there? The Madhurya-purushottam, the Madhurya-mayi-radha, the Madhurya-maya-krishna. So it is the home, it is a sweet home, and sweet homes are, a sweet home is full of friends, surrounded by friends. This is the spiritual world. Everywhere sakas, everywhere sakis. Sakha and saki means friend, male, female friends. So when we go home, we'll be with friends. When we go home, it'll be sweet. It'll be sweet to live with friends, loving, appreciative, supportive friends. So he's saying that these are my parama sarit. There's different words for, there's different Sanskrit words to describe the idea of friendship. One is bandhu. The sun is called Padma Bandhu, name for Surya. He's a friend of the lotus. Because when he comes, the lotus blossoms. Just like when the wife sees her husband after he's traveled a long way on business and comes back after many weeks, then her face blossoms. The Sharat Padma Vaktra, the Padma Vaktra, her face blossoms because she loves him and she's happy to see him. So the lotus is happy to see her husband, the sun. Padma Bandhu, a friend of the lotus. And then we say, the sun planet itself is called Mitra. Mitra means everyone's friend. So you can say, he's my Mitra, he's my Bandhu. Dina Bandhu, friend of the poor. But Surit means heart, Surit, inside my heartly friend, heart-to-heart friend. So Parama Surit, the topmost transcendental friends I could ever imagine, the best possible friends, inconceivably best, whatever you can imagine be the best friend. Sakis are a million times more than that, and better friends than that. More trusted, more caring, more loving, more affectionate, more supportive, more understanding than any possible friend in the world. Kamala Manjari is the Saki name of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he's saying the Sakis are my best friends, and they're my Jugala Prem Guru. And in regards to the subject matter, Guru teaches the subject matter. So the subject there is Yugal Prem Tattva. Not Prem Tattva, because Prem Tattva is Ram Prem Tattva, Vishnu Prem Tattva, so many types of Prem in Vaikuntha. And Dasi Rati Prem and Shantarati Prem. It's all Prem. You can't go to Prem, land of Prem without Prem. Vaikuntha is a land of Prem. But Braja Prem, this type of Prem, Yugal Prem, the only gurus here are Sakis. There's no male gurus there. The only male there is a student in that school. Krishna is a student. Amishishihe. Radha is my Prem Guru. Amishishihe. Krishna says, I'm her Shishya. She's my Prem. Radharani is my Prem Guru. And who's the Prem Guru of Radha? Lalita Sakhi Ki Jai. So they're my Yugala Prem Gurus. Taranuga. Anuga. I want to be Rupanuga. I want to be following the form of Sri Rupa Manjari. Sri Rupanugas. We are Rupanugas, following Sri Rupa. Sri Rupa Manjari's Gopi Bhav. Bhavalas Rati, Palidasi Bhav. Then Seviba Radhara, Chanana Kalapa Taru. He says, under the Sakhi's guidance, following especially Rupa, I will serve Radha's lotus feet, which are wish-fulfilling trees. Charana Kalpa Taru. Sri Guru Charane Rati, Ese Uttamagati. Uttamagati means, or no, we say, all of our wishes for perfection are at the Guru's feet, because his head is at the feet of Sri. Sri Guru Charane Rati, because his head is at the feet of Radha Charan. Guru's head is at the feet of his Guru, is at the feet of his Guru, is at the feet of his Guru. Means that their feet are at Radhara Charana, Kalpataru. So the Guru's representative, Sri Radha. Sri Radhika or Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Radha Paksha Chari Je Jana Se Jana Je Bhave Se Bhave Take. I am always in Radha's Paksha Sakhi group. And I never look upon the faces of those who leave Radha, no matter who they are or what their mood is. No, thank you. Paksha pati sada kabu nahi hari take. Kabu nahi hari take. I don't look at anybody else's face. This is the real meaning of chastity. Radha is Lajeshri Radha. Lajeshri, she's the greatest, most chaste lady in the entire universes, of all universes. And she never looks at anyone's face except Krishna's. Kavu nahi hari take. Her face is always covered with her chunari, her veil. And then when she gets in the kunja, when she's with Krishna, then she blesses at Krishna, takes off her chunari. As Radha never looks at the face of anyone but Krishna, then the mandris never look at anyone's face but Radha's. They don't even look at Krishna's face. And Prabhupada tried to train us from the earliest days in 1972. He tried to teach us this principle, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because Prabhupada was so much aligned with Bhaktivinoda Thakur's thinking and bhav, and his mood of preaching, and his mood of bhajan, internal bhajan. Vrishabhanu Sutta. Vrishabhanu Sutta Charana Sevan Hai Beje Palyadasi Shiradara Sukha Satata Sadhane Rahiva Ami Prayasi. So in 1972, Prabhupada was saying that we shouldn't look at anyone's face but Radha's. He's telling his students. And wherever you look, you should see Radha's face. 1972, and Radha Damodar is telling. Wherever you look, you should see Radha's face. Ami Radha Dasi. There may be thousands of beautiful women before a devotee, but that does not disturb his mind. He sees that they're all energies of Krishna, Shakti. They're all gopis of Krishna. They're to be enjoyed by Krishna. They're gopis. And I have to serve them. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalaya Das Das Anadasa. This is a devotee's duty to engage all beautiful women in the service of Krishna, because all the beautiful gopis serve Krishna. Gopis here, gopis there. That is his duty, not to enjoy them. That is sense gratification. Thus, remaining in such consciousness, nirbande, Krishna sambande, then the devotee will, with such a vision, such a bhav, will remain free from the clutches of maya. This is in the folio, Nectar Devotion, 1972, classes. There may be thousands, you can type it on your folio, there may be thousands of beautiful women before a devotee. So Prabhupada is telling us in 1972, I don't look at anybody's face but Radha's. And on the Jaladuta, Prabhupada is telling, and he wrote this Markin Bhagavad Dharma, he says, I declare it boldly to you, that if you want any fortune, you must surrender to Srimati Radharani, if you want any fortune in life. This is what Prabhupada declared. So we'll end that on that note of Vrishabhanu Sutta, and pray that someday we'll be in such a wonderful state of consciousness as Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srimati Radharani Zavarbhaptiti Utsav Ki Jai, Shri Radhastami Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.